Welcome to the dsmith.org podcast for Saturday, March 18th, 2006. Observations on internet access at 37,000 feet and other aspects of my recent trip to Seoul, Korea. This is Doug Smith. Recently, I had a business trip to Seoul, Korea, and made some observations I thought I might like to share with you. One of the main ones has to do with the internet access at 37,000 feet. In many respects, this particular flight was probably one of the better ones I've had because it was a last-minute flight. There were no ordinary seats available, and I had to fly up in the front of the airplane, which I don't normally get to do, something I probably shouldn't get used to, I suppose. So that was one good thing, but all in the airplane, even in the coach, I believe, there was wireless access in the airplane at all seats. So I thought I would try and use it. And it wasn't even terribly expensive. A little pricey, but not much more than sitting in an airport using their wireless access. The cost was $9.95 U.S. for an hour, or $26, $27 for the whole flight. So I just bought an hour. And it was billed as high-speed internet access, and I thought I'd give it a try. So first thing I just signed on, and no trouble. There must have been more than half a dozen hotspots on the plane that my wireless card picked up. So I picked one of them and started using it. And one thing I do on a wireless connection often is I look at the packets, at least at the beginning, to see how many packet errors I'm getting, to see what quality connection I have. And there were very few packet errors, so it was a good quality, high-strength connection. So, signed on and thought, wow, high-speed internet in the plane, this would be great. So I went to a news site that I go to a lot just to see make sure the world's still there. You know, at 37,000 feet, not quite sure what's happening down there on the ground. And, two, 3 minutes later, it's still loading. And I said, gee, this doesn't seem too high. So I tried a few other sites, and using the Opera browser, which has a little display in the bottom of how fast data's coming in, and on no connection did I get a speed any faster than about 2.5 kilobytes per second. And to put that in perspective, that would be 8/16. That would be about 24 kilobits per second, would be about half the dial-up speed I used to have when I used dial-up here at home, which was more like 45 or 50 kilobits. So the question is, why does that happen? So I opened up a utility that I have on my little iBook that comes with it, all kinds of nice internet utilities and a nice graphical interface, and one of them is called Ping. So I pinged my own website, emcesd.com is the actual place where it sits, and what I found was, compared to home, where my ping time, depending on whether I use cable modem or DSL, varies between 30 or 40 up to as much as 100 milliseconds, that the round-trip ping to my website was more like 800 milliseconds, 600, 700, 800. I think it was more like 700 or 800, come to think of it. It wasn't at 600. That's quite a bit. It's almost a second. And, of course, the question is, why is that? Well, the answer is, we're up in an airplane that must be going through a satellite connection, and you have a significant time delay going up and down to the satellite, as well as the normal kinds of equipment delays you get on the internet. So that was the reason. It's not that the packets were being transmitted slowly. I suspect if I had one big long file, it might have worked okay. The problem is that the page from that news site probably had 30 little pictures, maybe 40 little pictures, and all kinds of little files it's transmitting to me to construct that page. And there's a second's delay on every single one of them. That's probably the reason it was so slow. With email, it did seem to be a little slow, but I had better luck. I was able to get and retrieve and send some email, which is really the reason I wanted it. And it seemed to work okay for that. I'm not sure how well a 1 megabyte attachment would be, but no one sent me any of those while I was on the airplane, although I do get them every day. But I guess my overall impression is I'd probably do it, and it wasn't terribly expensive, and I was able to get some work done. So if I needed to, I would do it, although lately, since I work so hard off the airplane, I tend to just sleep when I'm on airplanes. Jet engines put me to sleep very quickly normally. I'm lucky in that respect, I suppose. So my overall aspect of this is that I would probably do it again. Other things about the trip. I stayed probably in the best hotel I've ever stayed at. And if you're in Seoul, Korea, although a little pricey, I would highly recommend the Westin Chosun, Chosun, in downtown, if that's where you're going to be. It's a great place, and I would highly recommend springing for the extra dollars. I think it was about $40 or $50 a night to get into the concierge floors, because then you get free breakfast and hors d'oeuvres, happy hour in the evening, which I made a whole meal out of. That plus some power bars and cliff bars and things like that that I brought with me. I didn't have to buy any food in the whole trip. But maybe the biggest single amenity that came with this hotel that I've not seen with others was the wireless mobile phone that was in the room for the room use. Didn't have to leave it in the room. You could take it out with you. It had a local number, which could be called from overseas, and there were instructions in the back of the phone how people could call that. I didn't use it to make any calls, especially overseas ones, because I suspect it was expensive. But incoming calls appeared to be free. I got a call from some people back here who I'd given that number to. And it was great having that mobile phone, because U.S. mobile phones don't work in Korea. So I would highly recommend that hotel if you're going there. So there's just a few notes on the trip. In case you're going that way, you might find some of it useful. The airline, by the way, was Korean Airlines, the ones with the internet access, although I expect there may be others with it too. So hope you enjoyed this, and thanks for listening.